You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Listen, we got plenty of show left, but that was a pretty fun first hour, I got to admit. That was a topic that I didn't see coming. And my UAH friend gave me some insights this weekend. I thought, you know what? I'm going to make an entire topic out of that. And it just mushroomed. And the fact that we had calls going in the middle of the segment is a clear indication that it strikes a nerve. But listen, I'm going to switch gears on you right now. So I said the triple dipper for the day, right? Triple dipper, we just got through with number one, and that was that the UAH campus is going more woke every day, especially with this toxic positivity junk that I just spent an hour talking about. But here's number two on the triple dipper. The COVID wars are heating up, all right? The COVID wars are definitely heating up. All right, and we're seeing things happening around the nation that never would have expected. Here's a breaking story that came out just today on Fox News. I went ahead and I got my paper all highlighted and all this. Here, this particular story is just frustrating to even see the headline. Wyoming teenager arrested after refusing to wear a mask on school grounds, family says. Grace Smith, that's her name. Grace Smith is a 16-year-old girl who was arrested for trespassing at Laramie High School. That's her high school. That's her high school where her parents pay taxes for her to go. Grace Smith was arrested after she refused to wear a mask on school grounds. Yeah, you heard me right. So the crime is considered trespassing because, I take it back. The crime is trespassing, but the father said what they told her was, not that she was not being arrested for wearing a mask, but that she was being arrested for her violation or failure to comply in accordance with their trespassing ordinances. Meaning that apparently if you're on campus and you're not dressed the way they want you to dress, which in this case means adding a mask, that suddenly you've gone from being a student who is in a public school being paid for by your parents' tax dollars, now you're a trespasser. She's faced three separate two-day suspensions after refusing to mask up, received $1,000 in trespassing fines for refusing to leave the campus, saying she had a right to be on school grounds. She's a straight-A student who has, quote, never broken the law. They even had a brief lockdown on the campus to prevent further interruptions, it says here in the article. And she says that she's had people cuss her out. Some of her friends won't talk to her now. Some of her teachers and parents have discriminated against her. But she says she's been made to feel unwanted. But nonetheless, she's a straight-A student who does not believe that this mask is legitimate and that she opposes the mask mandates. I actually have a picture of her being taken away from campus in handcuffs because she refused to wear a mask. 16 years old. Well, folks, it doesn't stop there, all right? So we're seeing things happening around the nation right now. Like, here's one. I also got this one off Fox. You know, I take my stories from all over the place. In fact, I'm about to go into a great article from The Federalist, but this one is also from Fox. Headline. Today's date. New Jersey teacher says that her stomach was churning as she was participating in union training that demanded that she log her students' vaccination status into an app that the union has access to. Yep. So it says here, Jennifer Mess is her name. She's a New Jersey public school teacher, said on Sunday that her stomach was churning after watching a teachers union training video that was enticing her and her colleagues to log the vaccination status of students and parents into a progressive app. The app was one that was actually developed for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to use in campaigning. The union has now bought it and is using it. And the video, which was produced by the vaccine equity nonprofit called Made to Save, was sponsored by the American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association, the teachers' unions. It instructs teachers to upload their conversations with students and parents into the campaign app called Reach, that's the name of the app, in exchange for rewards like gift cards. And she goes on to talk about the fact that, you know, as someone who already knows, basically she's been encouraged, as someone the parent already knows and trusts, you can find out what's concerning them about the vaccine, relate to them on a personal level, and then share information to help them on their journey towards getting vaccinated. And she says that literally While you're watching this training, your stomach is turning because you want to. They want to use your rapport with parents and students to coerce them to do what the government's telling us to do. She said it feels more like they want us to become indoctrination camps instead of education curriculum administrators. And it's exactly right, folks. And so the COVID wars are heating up left and right. Because one of the things that's happening now is that people are recognizing the level of overreach. And I remind you again, before I start getting hit up on social media, I am not anti-vax. If you want to talk to your healthcare provider and do your research and make a decision to have that shot, I do not oppose that in any shape, form, or fashion. Not a bit. In fact, I encourage you to have that kind of insight and research to do what is necessary for you and your family members. But I also recognize, too, there are entire discussions that are not being allowed to be have or to be had. Like, why are natural antibodies considered off limits? Why is it considered taboo that FDA-approved medications that have been used for humans for many, many, many years and are used in other countries very effectively right now as part of the treatments for early-stage COVID, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, monoclonal antibodies? Why are those off-limits for discussion in the United States? Why are doctors' lives being threatened or their livelihoods being threatened for daring to consider those as palliative or curative in some way? And yet, the COVID wars are ramping up to the point that if you don't get the vaccine, you're one of the unclean. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And it's gotten to the point of being ridiculous. Well, listen, great story that I read this weekend on the Federalist. And the Federalist, I mean, it stretches my mind just to read some of their stuff. Here it is, though. Joy Pullman, writing in the Federalist, dated October 7th. So this came out Thursday, I believe. And it said something that I said the other day on the show. It says, the title of it is, Joe Biden's vaccine mandate doesn't exist. It's just a press release. You may recall the other day we were having a discussion on the show, and I think it was during the... It may have been during the Grand Council. Copper, if you remember, let me know. I think it was during the Grand Council. We were talking about the fact that there has been nothing filed yet in terms of court action by the attorneys general because there's nothing yet for them to sue on when it comes to vaccine mandates. They have to have, they can push for injunctive relief. They can push for something to be prevented before it starts. It's potential that's what, yeah, you think it was too? Yeah, I think it was. But the reality is, nonetheless, typically speaking, you have to know what you're fighting against. Right now, they could be like this, you know, shadow boxing, because you don't know how they're going to manifest this. What are the penalties? What are the things that they have to be able to cite? And so you got a situation here where the AGs don't have something to fight yet, because truth be told, all we have from Biden right now is a speech. That's it. It ain't nothing but a press release. Article by Joy Pullman in the Federalist points it out. It says it's all a mirage. Biden's so-called vaccine mandate doesn't exist, at least not yet. So far, all we have is his press conference and other such made-for-media huff-puffing, and no such rule even claiming to be legally binding has even been issued yet. And she points out what I just said. 24 Republican attorneys general, of which our own Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is one, who have all publicly voiced their opposition to the clearly unconstitutional and illegal mandates, haven't yet filed suit against it. Because there is no mandate to be able to haul into court. Right now, it's a notion. But the thing that bugs me, though, is the notion is being acted on. You've got corporations that are jumping on board because they're trying to please the progressive administration. You got some of them right here in Alabama that are saying, you know what, I think we better do vaccine mandates. And you got things happening left and right that are not mandated yet. You got companies that are just spazzing right now because, oh my gosh, we got more than 100 employees. We're going to have to wind up doing a mandate. Okay. All right, HR, get that policy together. Let's go ahead and get it ready. We got to start. When do you want to do it? Oh, let's do it. Let's do it next week. You don't have to do anything yet. There's nothing out there. It's like literally a threat of something coming. Now, is it coming? Maybe. I suspect it probably is. I think Biden is basically done all he can do personally. The fact that he got through the speech was amazing, but he still has nothing yet from his administration that is legitimate. So as you're worrying about this, keep in mind Your employer can have their own policies. The idea that it's a vaccine mandate from the federal government, if your employer tells you right now, well, we're required by federal law, no, they're not. No, they're not. Now, if your employer is the federal government, that's different, all right? Because President Biden did issue an executive order, from my understanding, over that which he does control, which is the executive branch, which includes the military, that can require vaccine mandates as an employer. If you are a private entity, and if someone's private employer, if you are told we are abiding by the federal government's vaccine mandate, there is no vaccine mandate for private employers yet. Is there going to be? Potentially. Is it going to be enjoined in court? I think so. Is it going to wind up being fought to the Supreme Court of the United States? Potentially, and I think it'll be shot down in a big way. That's Lawyer Phil talking. But I'll also tell you right now, there is more to come on this issue. And if you think the COVID wars are over, they're just heating up. We're going to take a short break right now. When I come back, I'm going to finish unpacking some of the stuff that's in this Federalist article, because it's so good, man. And I tweeted this article out the other day. And then when I did so, I pointed out that our Republican state legislature here in Alabama, and I hope you're listening, fellas, our Republican state legislature here in the state of Alabama, all you men and women in the House and Senate, you're the majority, and you're doing squat right now for the people of Alabama when it comes to COVID. And you could be doing so much more, as this article that I'm going to unpack points out. And then we'll talk about other things that are happening with so-called mandates. Yep, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, folks, I got to tell you about my friends at eTaxBreaks.com. eTaxBreaks.com. I saw some of those folks the other night. And listen, they do great work, all right? 23 years of experience. And their gig, what they do for a living, is just help businesses find money they didn't know they qualified for. How cool is that job? So all they do, literally, is they find you money. And it's for things you already do, like who did you hire? Where did you place your business? Did you keep your business open throughout the pandemic? You know, did you survive a natural disaster? Did you hire a veteran? All these things and more. Qualify your company for monies it didn't know existed, and that's all they do. They find them. And so you just basically go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside. etaxbreaks.com/rightside and check them out. They do good work. Well, listen, folks, I've been talking about the fact that the COVID wars are heating up. They're heating up in a big way. I just finished reading you a story there a minute ago about a young lady who was arrested, 16 years old, at her school, placed in handcuffs and taken off campus as a trespasser because she declined to wear a mask at her high school, her public high school, where her parents pay tax dollars for her to go. But now she's a trespasser. And then I read you a story I got off of Fox by a teacher who said that she was being trained by a teacher's union prepared training video to manipulate parents and to utilize her position with them, her relationship with them, to tell them why they needed the vaccine, and then plug the data from these conversations into a special app, a liberal progressive app that was developed for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, apparently, and that way the union could be able to gather the data. That is not a teacher's place. That's not supposed to be happening. Hey, I see I got Jeff from Indiana's calling in on line three. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams, man, how are you today?
Pretty good, Phil.
Good. Hey, what's on your mind, brother?
From what I read, I guess you're a lawyer. How does HIPAA laws work? From what I've read, is if you get financial gain from sharing someone's health information, it's a criminal violation.
Well, you know, it's a great point. And one of the things that keeps getting forgotten, you're right, Jeff, and this entire dialogue is national dialogue, is the fact that we do have laws in place that protect your medical confidentiality. And you're going to take it and just drop it into an app and send it to the union? That doesn't make any sense at all, does it?
Well, I think they should be criminally charged. If anybody's, I mean, they could basically break them, these people. I think it's like up to a $50,000 fine and a year in jail. So for each violation, apparently. So
yeah,
I think it should be looked into.
Yeah, I do too, and I think it's amazing too that probably some of the same liberals who voted for the passage of the HIPAA laws are the ones now calling for vaccine mandates and reporting to the government as to whether you did or did not get it. And then on top of that, we're looking at Jeff. I mean, there's other places where it's happening. We had a thing here in Alabama not long ago where there was one particular hospital that was accessing the pharmacy databases and then calling their employees to question why they hadn't gotten the shot yet because they were checking databases they weren't allowed to check, and it's all over the place. But like, people blow off HIPAA when it doesn't suit their needs, I guess, apparently.
Yeah, it's just like every other thing that we enforce certain things and we overlook other things. Kind of like the Constitution, what they're doing with it.
Yeah, doesn't fit the narrative at the moment, right? All right, hey, Jeff, appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in. You be careful on the road. I know you're doing a lot of driving these days. So anyway, that was my buddy Jeff from Indiana. One of those callers, by the way, who can listen to the show no matter where he is because he goes to rightsideradio.org and clicks on Listen Live. And we certainly appreciate it. Always a good call, too, with Jeff. So thank you much for that. Copper, what's that link you just put up there from the Babylon Bee? I love the Babylon Bee. What's it say?
Yes. The most sold-out Halloween costume coming up. The most terrifying. A human face without a mask. Of course.
Human face without
a mask. Put on over your face that does have a mask on it.
Nice. So you wear a mask of a person not wearing a mask.
Correct.
And that's the most terrifying thing.
Yes.
I can tell you right now. So I got a picture this morning. I'll send it to you here in a minute. I got a picture this morning of my grandson, my 2-year-old grandson, wearing his Captain America costume for the fall season. And it had the Captain America mask on, and I replied back, that I love it. And I said, and by the way, this is the only version of masking a 2-year-old that I will accept.
Right. So,
but yeah, it's amazing. And so this vaccine passport notion that exists in some places is ramping up. What are they going to do with national and international travel on airlines? Airlines have been taking a hit. When we come back from the break here in a few minutes, I'm going to be telling you about that hit. Especially Southwest. Southwest Airlines is having a high degree of trouble right now in COVID world, trying to get their pilots to fly, I guess. But listen, folks, the reality is the COVID wars are ramping up, and Republicans in our state legislature really need to consider what they're doing, or for that matter, what they're not doing. And people, you need to be asking your state senators and state representatives, what are they going to do about vaccine mandates and other issues? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll come back with that and more right after this break. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you real quick about my friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, I mean, what they do is they put people back to work, and man, they're good at it. I mean, they've got people inquiring all the time, and they are linking people up with jobs. And so, literally, if you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. And then if you're also an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, same thing. Go to ZLAUSA.com. They'll do the recruiting. They'll do the background investigation. They'll do all of it. And they'll fill out those workforce ranks like they do with other employer groups all over the state of Alabama. And they're good at what they do. I know these folks personally. I've dealt with them plenty of times. I like them. And I think you'll enjoy working with them. ZLA Solutions. Go to ZLAUSA.com. All right. So I said that I was going to continue to unpack this storyline out of the Federalist that I read from Joy Pullman's article dated October 7th. Holding it right here in my hot little hands, all right? I'm amazed by what she's talking about because it's true. Literally, we have got a situation right now where the Biden administration has made the threat of a vaccine mandate on private employers. But there really is not a mandate at this point. It's the threat of a mandate. So I want to make sure all of you hear me say this. My understanding of the total issue is that if you are a federal employee or a member of the military, the executive branch in particular, that Biden's executive order as to federalized employees or federal employees being mandated to take the vaccine, it is likely in place, all right? You may have to deal with it by means of a religious exemption if you're concerned or through a medical exemption. But in terms of whether it's there or not, it's there, all right? Now, it could be resisted in court at some point. We don't know. But if you're a private employee of a private employer, and your private employer has told you, well, the Biden administration has issued a vaccine mandate. No, they haven't. They've issued a press release. There is nothing binding about a press release. And they say they're going to enforce it through OSHA, if you remember, and that OSHA will begin surfing through the records of employer groups that have 100 or more. Which, you know, by the way, here's one of the trickle-down effects of that. You're going to see employer groups that are going to be kept at 99 or below, I guarantee you. Or you're going to see companies that are going to fractionalize themselves. They're going to wind up, you know, ensuring that their different locations are considered separate entities, legally speaking, so they don't have to hit the 100 mark. It's just going to create all kinds of stuff. But right now, here's the deal. What they're intending to do, not doing yet, but intending, is try to bypass a lot of the usual federal rulemaking processes by going into what's called an ETS, an emergency, an emergency temporary standard. And it usually takes up to 6 months for those things to even get put into effect. And then OSHA has apparently tried to use that same type of legal authority only 10 times in the last 50 years. And the courts have already decided challenges to six of those. They blew it down five times and they upheld it only once. So basically, on a 5-to-1 margin, when these things get challenged in court, when OSHA tries to do these emergency temporary standards, they get shot down by the courts. But here's the thing. The threat of the mandate, says the Federalist article, the threat of the mandate is still considered to be effective at compelling industries and companies into compliance, and because it leaves room for the eventual issuance of targeting those non-compliant entities. And that's the thing that infuriates me, is you've got some private employers out there that are like, well, you know, there's a mandate, so all of you need to get the shot. Well, no, there's not a mandate on private employers yet. There's the threat of one, and that's it. All right, so here's the thing, though, too. One of the things that really bugs me is the fact that our state legislature ain't saying boo about it right now. There is nothing coming out of Montgomery to help you other than a few fluffy talks on social media. We don't like mandates. This is wrong. Well, then do something about it. I mean, how hard is this? Even if you run a bill and it doesn't pass, at least you made noise and you attempted to do your job as a legislator. I would also encourage Governor Ivey and Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, do something. Do you have some measure of authority? Yes, you actually do. You know, you've got, like, for instance, the article points out Indiana Governor, Republican Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb. He complains about Biden's tyranny, but he does nothing about it. And he himself has been using the executive rule by decree throughout the lockdown, while his supermajority Republican state legislature said nothing about it. Does that sound familiar? Remember last year when Governor Ivey was issuing executive orders on things that were supposed to be done by the legislature, but she refused to call them into special session. But did you hear them calling for themselves to be called into special session? No. When they had the opportunity to level the playing field and give themselves the opportunity to come in when they needed to help you all in a pandemic, they chose not to even take up the bills. The Senate passed them. Let me rephrase that. The Senate did pass a bill that would have done that. The House shot it down in committee. Our own localized representative here, Howard Sandiford, he literally said in a committee, well, I don't think the governor likes this bill, so we should probably vote it down. Well, that's the point, Representative Sandiford. That's the point, is the governor needs to know that the legislature will act sometimes sua sponte, on its own. Well, the Republican state legislatures around the nation right now, many of them are starting to figure out they need to say or do something. But the article points out, it says, This is how weak Republicans keep letting Democrats go right on gleefully disemboweling our rights, just like they have nearly 50 million of the American unborn. Gee, thanks, public servants, it says. It goes on to talk about the fact that if we do not start seeing state legislatures enacting certain laws and then making the federal government challenge them on a resisting of mandates, that we are just culpable. We are literally culpable in the overall process. But the vaccine wars, folks, they're heating up. I mean, getting hot. And so let's do this. Copper, go ahead and get clip one ready. You let me know high sign when you got it ready. So did you hear about Southwest Airlines? You got it ready that fast? Copper, you just amaze me. It's a Monday and you act like it's Friday.
I prepared ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, by the way. And our audience appreciates that about you. So the bottom line is this. I got this clip that Copper's going to play in a second. Ted Cruz is one of the only ones speaking out about this weird issue. Have you seen what's happening with Southwest Airlines? So here's the thing. I went to a website called Flight Aware. You can go check it out, Flight Aware. And Flight Aware tracks all of the airlines in the world and shows where they stand in terms of cancellation and delays. Did you know that even today, 10% of all worldwide cancellations today were by Southwest Airlines, and 17% of all delays were Southwest Airlines? That's a horrible statistic. But right now, Ted Cruz is calling them out because, in his words, it appears that the illegal vaccine mandates are at work. In other words, we got airlines laying off pilots, and some are saying the pilots themselves are walking out, but the airline doesn't want to talk about it. Copper, go ahead and play clip one.
Whatever happened to medical privacy, doctor-patient confidentiality? You've argued before the Supreme Court with a pretty high percentage of winning many times, Senator. You tell me, does that sound constitutional to you?
Look, it doesn't. The left doesn't believe in your privacy. It doesn't believe in your freedom. And they try to portray it as an extreme choice. They say if you think people should have individual choice, then you don't believe in science and you want everyone to die. No, look, I believe in science. You believe in science. This is a dangerous disease. We've taken extraordinary steps to deal with it. When it comes to vaccines, I believe in vaccines. I've been vaccinated. My family's been vaccinated. But I believe in individual choice. I think you have a right to make a choice whether or not you want to take the vaccine. And you could measure the costs and benefits. And in my view, there should be no COVID mandates. That means no mask mandates. That means no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. And these authoritarian Democrats are wanting to mandate and force and stick a needle in your arm. Doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter if you think you need it. As you noted, they don't care if you've had COVID and have natural immunity. It's not about the science. It's about them controlling your lives and the contempt they have for individual Americans making choices for their own families. In times of crisis, someone's character is revealed, and I think Biden and Harris and Newsom and Cuomo and all of these Democrats have really revealed their characters.
Joe Biden's policy is...
Go ahead and stop there. Go ahead and stop there. I mean, golly, Bob, that summed it up so well. The reality is this. He said that over the weekend, or I think it was Friday night, actually, on Hannity. And then this morning, quote from Ted Cruz, goes straight to the question of Southwest Airlines. So Southwest Airlines, right now I'm looking at one article from the New York Times. All right, so New York Times is reporting that Southwest Airlines canceled more than 1,000 flights on Sunday, canceled 800 flights on Saturday, wreaked havoc on weekend travel plans, according to New York Times. The airline had canceled 24% of all scheduled flights on Saturday. That's huge. And understand, too, what that does is it disrupts all the other connectors. So it's not just like, oh, you were flying Southwest. Well, they don't do just direct flights. They take people from one hub to another where you connect to a different flight. Suddenly you've got people having to, you know, get reimbursement for tickets that relate to other airlines. And then you've got things like, okay, how do I even get there? You know, what do I do now? Because Southwest might have been the only flight going into your location. So Southwest Airlines is having a complete meltdown in terms of its ability to maintain scheduling. Ted Cruz came out this morning after saying those things that I just played for you in clip one there, and he slams President Joe Biden this morning in an article I'm reading on American News, which I pulled off of, where was this? This was on the, American News. Okay, I'll go with that. Ted Cruz slammed President Joe Biden after Southwest Airlines was forced to cancel thousands of flights, saying, quote, "Joe Biden's illegal vaccine mandate at work." I think he said this on Twitter. "Suddenly we're short on pilots and air traffic controllers." Well, now Southwest tries to come back and say in the same article, the cancellations were a result of air traffic control issues and disruptive weather. Well, Cruz has been outspoken, obviously, against vaccine mandates, saying what I just said a minute ago, the left doesn't believe in your privacy. But when you look at the fact that Southwest has instituted this massive vaccine mandate on its employees, and then next thing you know, they're canceling flights in droves, not a little bit, like a lot. All right. I told you that even as of today, according to the stats that I pulled off of FlightAware, 10% of all worldwide cancellations appear to be Southwest. They're the leader in cancellations and delays in the world right now. And of course, the Federal Aviation Administration is saying that it did have an air traffic control shortage a little while back, but that issue's already been resolved. So Southwest is saying it's air traffic control and weather. No, it's not adding up. There's a great deal of speculation right now that the Pilots Union is not saying a lot about walkouts, but in the article that I'm reading from the New York Times, it goes on to say the Pilots Union, which said it does not necessarily oppose vaccination, has warned that enforcement of mandates, though, could lead to labor shortages and flight disruptions. Huh. You think? All right, folks. We got a short break that I'm running late on. Let's do that. When you come back, I want to play another clip for you. And let's see what some other people are saying about how COVID wars are impacting our ability to move forward and what it's doing to our economy, what it's doing to unemployment. I mean, it's reaching epic levels. And yet in the middle of a pandemic and the attempts to revive an economy, they are laying people off left and right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, breaking news right now. I'm going to take a quick aside, 3:54 in the afternoon, October 11th. I'm looking at, it's kind of cool, all right? William Shatner, the beloved Captain Kirk, is literally doing a press conference right now with the Blue Origin astronaut team. The man's going up in space. I mean, we've named aircraft carriers, we've named space shuttles, the Enterprise, and now the fictional captain of the Enterprise is actually going up into space. I just find that to be kind of cool. That's, I mean, America, you know what I'm saying? That's just that's as good. Copper's like, yes, Copper, you're like all into this, aren't you? You're gonna be excited for Captain Kirk to go into space.
Oh yeah.
I think it's kind of epic. I think it's like epic cool. So that's
they've got a
good
snazzy uniform.
Hope he does well. It also says, by the way, that he is one of the oldest, or maybe the oldest astronaut ever. And I thought that John Glenn had that record because John Glenn went back up in a space shuttle years after he had circled the Earth in the original astronaut program. But anyway, William Shatner going to space. Hey, listen, story breaking just now in the last couple hours while I've been on the air. So this Southwest Airline things. Representative Chip Roy, who I really like, he's a super conservative Freedom Caucus guy from Texas. He basically sent out a tweet telling Southwest Airlines just to go ahead and eat it. And he's walking past at Reagan National Airport, an airport that I've flown into, can't tell you how many times. I love Reagan National. It's the easiest airport to go in and out of, in my opinion. But he's taking a picture of the Southwest Airlines desk just overloaded with people whose flights have been canceled, trying to figure out what they're going to do, and just says, "Eat it, Southwest Air." And then he goes on to say he's working on legislation to require all companies that took bailouts during the pandemic about, you know, keeping their employees paid to have to pay it back if they start firing their employees for lack of vaccines. And think about that. So you got paid by the government to keep your employees during the pandemic, and then when your employees didn't want to take a certain medication related to the pandemic, you fired them, but you got to keep the money. That really is, that's interesting. And then he ends his tweet with, "Let's go, Brandon." That's a whole different part of the show that we're not going to do today. All right, so Southwest Airlines is having all this trouble. All right, but there's other things happening. Do I have time, Copper? I mean, I may have to run after the top of the hour. I think I will. I got a clip. We're going to do clip five when we come back, Copper. Let's do it that way.
Okay.
Because Senator Marshall makes a great statement that lasts a little over a minute, and I don't want to have to shortchange it or have music playing over it. So just understand this. One of the things that's happened in the employment arena in the COVID wars right now is that people began applying for unemployment compensation left and right. And there have been massive indications of unemployment compensation fraud that has totally disrupted the ability of states, because that's where the funds lie, states to be able to keep their unemployment compensation funds at proper levels. So people are getting paid to stay out of work. COVID released, you know, all kinds of, you know, relaxing of the guidelines. And then at the same time, you had fake unemployment claims coming in just constantly. They think that organized crime was funneling much of this money out through fraud claims, fraudulent claims. And now they're going to have massive amounts of people being laid off because they're not complying with vaccine mandates. Will this have a double disruptive effect upon unemployment compensation funds? I'm just telling you, folks, the problem we're looking at, too, is it's a self-inflicted wound by the government. Why would they do this? Well, we'll talk about it more when I get back, because I got some information you're going to want to hear. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.